This is the TanCast Encore presentation.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Team Bab.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hi, I'm Dave.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Kristen.
And I'm Becky.
All of us here at Nostalgia just wanted to congratulate you guys at TanCast for your 100th episode.
We really appreciate you asking us to join you on this week's show.
But unfortunately, we couldn't join you for the whole episode.
Yeah, mostly because we all have souls and want to keep them from eternal damnation.
Happy 100th episode, TanCast!
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this TanCast.
This week is an encore presentation of our 100th episode, featuring many special guests, including friend of the show, Jeff. We talk about Star Trek, Andy getting naked in front of his kid, Noah cracking his head open, kids not appreciating technology, and the effects of kids on a parent's brain. And when you hear this sound,
that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast 100th episode, everybody.
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
100!
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the tired Negro in TanCast.
And today we have got a boatload of special guests who have come by to celebrate our 100th episode with us. I'd like to introduce our first special guest right now. You know her, New York Times best-selling author, creator of the Grammar Girls Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing podcast and Behind the Grammar podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Mignon Fogarty.
Hey guys, I'm sorry I can't be on the show because I'm on the road promoting my book, The Grammar Devotional, which you can get wherever fine books are sold at brick and mortar or online bookstores.
Well, can you just stay for a little while?
Well, okay. To be honest, I just can't be associated with all the typos and other errors in your show notes. I'm really sorry. It's like Tim is single-handedly undoing all the work I'm doing in my podcast, and really, I just can't be part of this.
Well, look, it's all right. It's all right. We got more special guests, and I do mean guests, because right now we've got four guys responsible for the one and only Mean Dog Top 5 podcast. So let's welcome to the show Jay Haas, Dave Aloisi, Randy Ederson, and Mark Eichenberger, the Mean Dogs from the Mean Dog Podcast.
Dude, I heard TanCast is having 100 shows.
TanCast, 100 shows.
100 shows, TanCast, check it out.
I'm saying happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to those guys.
They put out a bitchin' product.
Exactly.
Woo!
Ow, I'm wearing headphones.
Ow.
This is stupid. That's stupid.
Okay, well, I get the feeling they're not going to say anything else today, so...
Fuck!
It's all right. We still got another special guest going to join us for the entire rest of the show. You may know him from NagCast, from TanCast, from TNGCast, TanCast super special guest, Jeff, everybody!
I'm here!
It's him!
He's really here!
Tim.
We're not fucking around this time!
Tim, it's real!
It's a fake!
No, it's real!
It's a fake!
It's real!
All right, you win.
Fair enough. I could live to be 100, and I'm not going to. I'm going to die in my 50s, but I could live to be 100, and I don't think that would get old.
I completely agree.
About dying in my 50s or it not getting old?
Both.
Jesus Christ!
Both, definitely. Well, thank you very much for having me, guys. I am flattered. I know you actually had Kevin Smith and Scott Mosier also in the works there, but you chose me, so that, you know, that feels good. I feel good.
You know
yeah,
why?
Fuck Kevin Smith and Scott Mosier.
Because you turned this TanCast from mayonnaise to Miracle Whip.
Yes.
And we will not tone it down.
So I make it sweeter? Is that what you're saying?
Sweet like jism.
No, tangy.
Oh,
okay. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Fun with words.
That's,
well, fun is debatable, but they were definitely words.
Well, fun for me.
Well, but also Miracle Whip is sweeter than mayo, so.
That is true.
So is your
I bring
mama.
The sugar. Not really.
Doug might have had Doug Benson for a brief part on this podcast, but it turns out Tim is an awkward little bitch.
Oh, did you talk to him?
Barely.
Did you like scuff your feet on the ground and like look down like, hey, Doug?
Pretty much. I was like, I literally sat through his whole show just to wait and talk to him afterwards. I'm waiting for all the people who were talking to him after the show to be done, and finally standing there just the other comedian. I was like, hey, I really like I Love Movies. Thanks. I got nothing.
Wow, really?
sitting there with the recorder in my pocket waiting to grab some audio, and I'm like, and I just ran away.
That's so pretty, Doug.
Did you just stand there smiling for a little while he waits for you to talk?
No.
I wonder if he noticed you and like, who's that creepy guy just standing?
Probably. I was just standing there. Like, I wasn't talking to anybody. I was just standing there by two tables, but he was having a conversation with another comic, so I didn't want to walk up and interrupt it. But the other time, I'm like, well, what am I doing now? I'm just standing here by these tables looking awkwardly at an empty stage in an empty room. Fuck! I'm terribly bad at schmoozing.
You know, that surprises me, Tim. I would not think of you as someone who would be bad at that. I don't know why.
I'm horrible at it.
Tim gets horrible performance anxiety.
Horrible.
Huh. Maybe it's because do you look up to Doug?
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's probably what it is, because like, when we're at parties, you do all right.
I wouldn't say that's necessarily
Tim gets
true.
Drunk off his ass before he goes to parties.
Tim's usually right. Like the wacky one. Hey, it's wacky Tim. He's being wacky.
But only if I know people, and I'm only wacky with the people I know. Like, if you and me go to a party where it's all your friends, I'm like...
you went to a party with all my friends. He did the monkey dance, and that's what people remember you for. Spastic monkey dance.
The monkey dance? What is that?
The spastic monkey?
Is it the black dance?
Oh, no!
Sorry.
If you've ever seen the movie Dumb and Dumber, Jim Carrey is putting on different tuxes for that night, and they're doing like a montage of Pretty Woman, and he keeps coming out of the dressing room, and finally comes out in this god-awful powder blue tuxedo, and he starts doing this wacky tap dancing thing where his feet are just flailing all over. That is... what I imitate, and people have named it the spastic monkey dance. It may have been me who named it the spastic monkey dance. It's been so long.
All right. Yeah, I vaguely remember that. I would all like right, to see well, that in person someday, if you can, you know. Just
getting old.
Just come by,
it's
you
more
know,
like,
sometime
it's more
afternoon.
Like a crippled monkey these days.
No.
It's more like the out-of-shape, pathetic old monkey waiting for death.
Just trying to pee in his own mouth for a little while. Oh. Yes, I know, that's an ape, not a monkey.
Tastes delicious.
Mm-mm. You know, now that's tangy.
Nothing like fresh squeeze your own lemonade. All right.
All right. All right.
I killed it.
Let's do some 10 laughs.
Yes, let's.
Woohoo!
It's time to read 10 laughs. It's the 10 laugh goals, just like you. If you tell us to read your 10 laughs, that's what we're gonna do. Send them in from anywhere, from Fiji to Vietnam. Email them in to us at fucktards@tancast.com. It's time for some 10 laughs.
Oh, hey, you know, speaking of tan laughs, I've been meaning to ask you about this, Tim, for a long time, and I don't know if you brought this up on a past episode or something, but the music you do, like the different little, you know, songs that you do tan laugh intro to are awesome.
Oh.
I love those. Like, every single time I don't know how many of those you've done. I haven't heard any repeats yet because I, you know, wasn't listening for a little while.
Fuck
and,
this shit.
And it was, they're just awesome. They're like one of my favorite parts of Tancast. So I just wanted you to know that.
Well, thank you. And no, I haven't brought up that they're awesome, but now is a good time to do it.
And like,
I am awesome, and I do awesome shit.
I've never seen anyone else ask about them. Like,
that's fine. I don't know if you brought this up. By the way, guys, I am awesome. Tim, awesome. That's why I bring that up.
But yeah.
I often bring up that I'm shitty.
Yes, you do.
Like earlier in this very podcast.
But yeah, there have been repeat. I can't remember why that even started.
Yeah, like what gave you the? I don't know. What's funny though is I'm always wondering like if someday someone's gonna find out because you use like a fair length of actual copyrighted music. So you know, I hope no one's listening that might own the rights to any of that.
Well, we're completely non-profit, so they can come after all of the profits we made.
And I believe it's fair use because we're not just playing the music as it is. B, it is sort of a parody, and C, I want it to be.
Yep.
Okay.
We're leaning heavily on C.
Until you start making money off of the Tancast store, you're safe.
Well, even then, the Tancast store is not itself Tancast, so you can't say we're making money off of the copyrighted material. We're making money off of the shirts that we sell that are
that
in celebration.
That is copyrighted material, but it's ours.
Exactly. Well, that's not even copyrighted. Technically, anybody could make those shirts.
Hey, hey, hey! Don't give away all the secrets.
You're going to start seeing Tancast shirt knockoffs like sold on the side of the road.
I was going to say, based on the success of the Tan store thus far, I don't think anyone should be clamoring to make a cheap knockoff.
I think there's going to be some in Mexico. Like right next to where I got you that Superman Tim, they're going to have Tim Tancast knockoff shirts.
Hey, you know that cheap shit you can buy from Tancast? Well, here's cheaper, shittier shit.
Why would I want this? Ah, Hector, our business plan is faulty.
All right, well, so now that, I'm sorry I derailed Tan Laughs. I guess we should get back to it.
Well, I was going to say, if you play it like less than a certain amount, it's still fair use, like less than 30 seconds or something?
Sure.
I have no idea.
I believe so. I could be wrong. Anyways, is anyone going to take J-Heroes? J-Heroes?
I wasn't. I got sent some by Grace.
I will take that one then.
All right. You want to go first then?
Sure.
Does Jeff need one?
Why not?
I didn't even read it.
He also sent a picture. I don't know if you guys saw that.
I did see that. I wonder if we're allowed to post it.
I
would think so.
Did he say?
He did not, but I don't know.
Is it a picture of him?
Well, it says...
Yeah, it's his balls. I was like, that's weird. No, I'm kidding.
He's naked. No. It says, J-Hero says, Tancast 100 is go.
You can post that.
And he's right. It is go.
You should make that the
right
album
now.
Art for this episode.
Ooh.
Navy SEALs.
No. Who said no?
I already made album art for this episode.
I was going to say, Tim's probably been thinking about this album art for
relax.
Days.
It's not that exciting. It was just it took me too long to just scrap it.
Gotcha. All right. The owner of a drugstore arrives at work to find a man leaning heavily against the wall with a very strange look on his face. The owner goes inside and asks his clerk, what's up? He wanted something for his cough, but I couldn't find the cough syrup, the clerk explains. So I gave him a box of laxatives and told him to take it all at once. Lackas won't cure a cough, you idiot, the owner shouts angrily. Sure it will, the clerk says, pointing at the man leaning against the wall. Look at him, he's too afraid to cough.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll be afraid to cough as well.
Oh, yeah.
No one wants to poo the paint.
Okay, I'd just be like,
damn it.
Oh, man. A sneeze would be bad, too. He's starting to hold his head.
Oh, because there's no stopping that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I hate when I fired at the same time as sneezing and I didn't mean to. That's an uncomfortable feeling.
You look around, make sure no one heard it, wonder if your sneeze covered the sound.
Well, then you got to check your pants because sometimes it's really forceful.
Yeah.
Ew.
So, Jeff, I don't know if Miranda experienced anything like this, but when, you know, once the baby starts to like really start to weigh down on the bladder and women are having to go to the bathroom more and more and more often, every once in a while my wife would have a very violent sneeze and a tiny little bit would escape. I started referring it to it as her sneepies.
Sneepies, I like that. Miranda, she doesn't sneeze that often, so... No, I don't believe that ever.
So you weren't just like throwing pepper in her face to. I guess you guys have a different sense of fun than we do.
No, you know though. I mean, I'm sure she is loving that I'm going to talk about this, but she already kind of goes to the bathroom a fair amount, and so like once it was, you know, she was pregnant and getting along in the pregnancy, it was like she hated it because she was in the bathroom all the time. But yeah, no. Accidental peeing.
You just set up a TV in there, a pillow so she can fall asleep, wake up, continue going to the bathroom.
I once heard that women crap themselves when they give birth.
That is something that happens sometimes. Miranda had a C-section, though, so she didn't have to deal with that. But, I have read that is actually a fairly common occurrence.
Yum!
And the doctor has to wipe away the poop before the baby, like, slides out into it.
before you start wiping people, I'm going to wipe you.
It was like a little
you.
Baby slip and slide. I was figuring it out faster.
You get like a catcher's mitt at the end. Come on.
Two babies, one cup.
Oh. So we have twins?
That's not right.
Yeah.
So gross.
It would explain the origin of the term Hershey Highway, though.
That's a Hershey Highway to the danger zone.
Highway to the danger zone.
anybody have any more Dan laughs?
Oh, I do. Who wants to go next?
How about you?
All right. Well, these were sent in by Grace, who we had an IM conversation during when I was doing the 1 month of blogging every day, and I was like, I'm going to post this as one of my blogs, and I never got around to it, and I want to let her know. I'm still going to post it someday. I'm just waiting for the right moment.
Grace
AKA
is in your
the
face.
Moment when I... What?
Grace is in your face.
Oh, I thought you said racist in your face. I was like, I'm not being racist.
Fucking racist won't post a shit.
Well, Grace, like me, is a fellow Disney fan, so she sent me 4 jokes, but one of them we've read already, so I'm gonna read 3 of them.
Good job, Tim.
Did you hear that Captain Hook died from jock itch? Damn it. Crotch itch is not a medical condition. So crotch itch, which I was about to say, wouldn't have made any sense. All right, moving on. Snow White saw Pinocchio walking through the woods, so she ran up to him, knocked him flat on his back, and then sat on his face crying, lie to me! Lie to me!
Oh.
Tell the truth. Lie. Tell the truth. Lie.
Little Red Riding Hood was walking through the woods when suddenly the big bad wolf jumped out from behind a tree holding a machete to her throat and said, I'm going to fuck your brains out. To that, Little Red Riding Hood calmly reached into her picnic basket and pulled out a .44 Magnum. She pointed at him and said, no, you're not. You're going to eat me, just like it says in the book.
Awesome.
Wait, in the original book, she got eaten?
Yeah, I did not know
in
that.
In the Grimm's fairy tale?
Really? She gets eaten?
No, yes, no. She and grandmother both get eaten, and the huntsman comes and guts the wolf and gets him back out.
What? That's right. That's right.
Huh.
Well, there you go.
I think the joke is simply referring to the fact that he says he's going to eat her in the story everyone knows, not that he actually does.
But he does, apparently.
In, like, the creepy don't tell your children that versions of its version.
You mean the original written version, the non-expurgated Disney-ized version?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kids don't need to hear that.
Oh, yeah, they do. I'm going to tell Haley tomorrow.
What'd you say?
I said I'm going to tell Haley tomorrow.
You said Haley.
I know. I was hoping you'd just fucking let that pass, jackhole.
I was going to let that go, but Noah did not.
Hey, Tim, did you fuck up? Hey, this is Noah. Tim fucked up, everybody. Hey, Tim fucked up. Where's the Tim fucked up music? Tim fucked up and he tried to suck. Let's point it out so we can all go mock him. Fuck Tim in his ass and his Comcast, because it sucks and so does he.
This reminds me of a certain incident at Steph's house where someone dropped and broke a dish, I believe it was.
I still want to get blamed for that shit. It's not like someone was going to go, did Noah just mispronounce Jeff's daughter's name? No, we all knew it was me. I was drunk and in the kitchen, and then a bowl broke next to me. I had to be like, it wasn't me!
You didn't have to be.
That shit was going to come right at me. Oh, look at Mr. Can hold his alcohol. I'm breaking bowls.
You think I would let you took the blame, Tim?
You would have. You would have let me fry.
Yeah. I could see
it. It would have been so much better if you'd just yelled, fuck that bowl.
Man, fuck bowls. I eat ice cream with my fingers.
My bloody fingers.
What?
The bowl broke. It maybe got cut. I don't know.
Wow, Noah had like a whole little narrative for that in his head.
Noah's whole backstory.
Yeah. Thanks for filling that in there, though, Noah, because as you may not have noticed, the rest of us weren't reading your mind and we weren't quite on the same page.
Oh, maybe you should be. Maybe you should be.
I don't think I want to read your mind, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Giggity giggity.
Noah's not a woman. He doesn't expect us to be able to read his mind.
That's true. Speaking of that, you guys want to hear a joke?
Hey,
yeah. Joke!
Women's rights. Yeah, that was sent by CJ. And that was my tan laugh.
Wait, sorry, I missed it.
Aww.
Well, you have to listen to the episode.
All right. We only move forward. I have here. a couple little puns or whatever, those lame jokes that I like. And actually, the first one is Disney-related, so it ties in nicely with Tim's Seth. All right. Why did they kick Cinderella off of the soccer team?
Why?
God, bitch is slutty.
Because she ran away from the ball.
Oh, I got it. I see what you did there.
No, it's not horrible. It's quite awesome.
But you know
awesome.
What? It wasn't going to be a very good team anyway because the coach was a pumpkin.
Ah. okay, and then...
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. I just caught that.
Welcome to the party, Andy.
Thanks.
And let's see. What's the best time to go to the dentist?
Now!
No, at 2:30.
I've heard that one before, but I was not ready. I did not remember it and was not ready for it.
That's one of my favorites. And one more. What's worse than finding a worm in your apple?
Oh, I know the answer.
Go ahead.
Finding half a worm.
Ew. I actually am very afraid of that, so I like to cut my apples into pieces.
Yeah, who eats a... I don't think I've eaten an apple just, like, without cutting it first and since I was a little kid.
I have.
I believe I have as well, probably.
I was that very... I'm cautious of it. So I just like to cut the apple up, make sure there's no worms in there.
Although I did buy... Danelle picked it out. She bought a cucumber, and then I slice up cucumbers for her lunch. And
I bet you do.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Like, I peel them and slice them, whatever. So it was in her lunch, and somehow she took a bite out of one, and there was a hole and, like, a little bug inside.
Oh.
Good job, Tim.
And somehow, so even peeling it and slicing it, I missed that.
I'm guessing she doesn't let you make her lunch anymore?
Nope. She's like, fucking get it done, jackass. If there's another bug, I will beat you down again.
Oh, did you get a little bit of the corporal punishment?
A little. Haven't you noticed my limp?
I thought it was your pip limp.
No. It's my gimp limp.
Yeah, it's a bitch limp.
All right.
Well, now that we're out of Tancast, we actually have to do an episode.
Oh, no.
You mean Tan Laughs?
Whatever. Damn you, Andy.
Tim not talk good, no well.
Oh, you lick a butt.
Well, so how was everyone's 2 weeks since you all had a week off?
It was good.
Oh,
I got
mine was very
done.
Interesting, actually. I was on television in L.A., and I'm going to be on again tomorrow, or probably in the past by the time I post this thing.
Woo! Tim.
Woo-hoo!
Tim, you're doing it.
Tim's getting it done.
So you going out today?
I'm doing a show tonight in Hollywood, and then tomorrow morning doing... I'm going to be on KTLA again. Hopefully, maybe by the time... Well, yeah, I'm sure I'll have posted a link by now, because I know a lot of people don't live in L.A. Well, yeah. I would say everybody except 12 million people don't live in L.A.
Yeah.
And then you can vote, and but like it'll just be me this time. So the last time it was me and two other comics, so it'll just be me. I don't really know what's going to happen. The judges are going to be like, oh, you know what? You kind of suck. Oh. That sucks.
Wait, so but who are you competing against?
We each go once a day, and we're all competing against each other. And so basically, it seems like it would kind of suck for the person who's on the 30th because, I mean, granted, they're going to still tell their people to vote for them. Or excuse me, the person who's on the 28th because the voting ends on the 30th. But the person who's on the 28th like only has their video on for the 28th, 29th, and 30th, whereas mine will be on from the 24th to the 30th. So I get my video on there the longest.
How the fuck is that fair?
Yeah, that's...
But people had the choice, and everybody chose later except me. I was like, I'll take Monday. What the fuck is wrong with people?
I guess they think like the judges will have those people fresher in their mind, but they didn't think about the online aspect.
No, and even then, like, the judges, I assume the judges are going to judge right then, like, because they're going to be sitting there. It's not like they're going to be like, well, I'm going to wait till Monday. I mean, I'm wait till Friday to think about, to decide what the score to give the Monday guy. I think they're going to be like, well, 10. Bab gets a 10.
And, you know, there's always this.
What's that out of? 10,027. Oh, shit.
Yeah, on Friday, they can go back and go, huh, did I like that Monday guy better? Well, let me call up the video handily posted online. I wonder, which of these many things did I like best? Click. Oh, that one.
So, can we? Are you people going to be able to vote for you, like, every day?
Yes.
Wow, yeah, that does suck.
Unless they got a lot of fucking friends.
Well, Tim, you said that they still get to vote on the people. It's just that their video is not up, right?
Correct. So they can, they're still online going, hey, go to this thing and vote for me. Vote for me.
Right.
I just don't know. Like, I don't know what they're going to – maybe they'll show their old video. I'm not really sure.
Hmm. Oh, okay. So, okay, I thought they only got to vote for a few days.
Yeah, no, everybody gets the same voting period. It's just whether your video is up or not.
Your exactly.
Yeah. Well, you, I think you still got a good chance there, Tim.
Oh, thank you.
I don't, Tim.
No. Fuck you.
I'm kidding. You made it this far, sir. You could beat that hot bitch.
Did you say I could beat that hot bitch?
Yeah.
Oh, she didn't make it.
Oh.
Neither did the half black guy.
Oh, okay.
There, I was looking at the contestants for Friday, and one of them, like, so I'm half black and half white. I'm like, oh, shit, that's literally how I started my joke. And he's like, so I don't know how to treat the N-word. I'm like, that's my first part of that joke.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure that dude was sitting at home watching me do that, you know, do my version of that joke, going, motherfucker.
Fucking hate that guy.
Because I remember when I was in the San Francisco comedy competition, there was another guy in there who was half black and half white. And every day when we got the schedule, I'm like, please let me be first. Please let me be first. Son of a bitch.
Did he make it?
Yeah, he did. He made it to the next round and I didn't.
Oh. You know what you should do is you should talk to the other four finalists and like see if you can get them to reveal like what some of their jokes that they're going to do might be. And then do like your own version of them as your whole set, like all four.
they I'm gonna do the screwed. Fuck the competition set.
Fuck you, fuck you.
So I was out late last night with my girlfriends, and this dude walks by and is just like totally gawking at my friend who's got the big tits. And I tell him, "Hey, what about my tits?"
Cricket, cricket, yeah. Cricket, cricket,
major crickets.
Actually, my big plan is to just talk for 3 minutes about how I want to Anne Hathaway is my number one. Celebrity that my wife has to give me a pass on because she might be watching.
I bet she probably tunes in to KTLA every morning.
I bet she does. I bet she especially loves comedy contests.
Brilliant.
I like a good laugh in the morning.
And I'm really hoping to fuck a mulatto.
A little skinny mulatto. Oh, there's one.
Wait, is she married or dating? I forget.
I don't think she's married.
It doesn't matter. This is Tim we're talking about.
Hey, maybe she's already got a pass for Tim.
What are you saying? That she'll cheat on whoever she's with for him? Or that she has no chance?
She has a 5 random guys list, and I made it.
She vaguely describes the guy.
A mulatto would-be comedian.
You know, it would be funny if
celebrities all had... A mulatto comedian scratching and crawling his way to the middle.
I bet celebrities do have lists like that, though. You know, we all have the celebrities we want, and they have the random non-celebrities that they want to get with.
That would be awesome.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Total
if
sense.
I ever get famous, I'm going to make a list of random people.
Yeah. Just put names on there. Adam Feldman.
Why would I put a dude's name on there?
Because you're gay.
I'm sorry, Tim, did I misunderstand you?
No.
Alright.
You know what, Tim? This headset that you lent to me is hurting my ears, so you suck.
Yeah, sorry.
I do that beforehand.
That happened to me as well.
Good luck.
But you know what? It's not hurting our ears to listen to your shitty audio, so there's that. You gotta think about the greater good, Spock.
Oh.
Sometimes the needs of the many.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Which I believe is the longer way of saying, shut up and take it, bitch.
Which I believe is what Scotty was yelling through the window at Spock. Especially since that should have been Scotty's job. I don't know why I'm sorry.
Wait, what are you talking about?
For those of you who don't know, we're talking about Star Trek II.
For those of you who don't know, go fuck yourselves.
Oh, there's no need for that.
Are you talking about at the end of Star Trek 2?
Yeah. There's a problem with the engines. They can't fix it because that area is flooded with radiation. So Spock comes all the way down from the bridge, where I might add the turbo lifts are not working, so he has to do many of it by ladders and crawl spaces, gets all the way to engineering, puts on some gloves, and goes into the radioactive room, fixes the shit, and then dies of radiation poisoning. Meanwhile, Scotty was sitting right fucking there the whole time.
Wouldn't he have lasted longer, though? I thought that was the reason or something, because of his...
His Vulcan physiology would last longer?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
But they never implicitly said that?
Yeah.
No, it was never outright said. At least to my knowledge, it was never outright said.
Okay.
I'm going to go back and watch
that scene. That's an interesting question. Now I got to watch that movie again. Not that I have a problem.
I got it. You can borrow it.
Sweet.
Sweet. Sweet.
Yeah, I don't have any Star Trek or Star Wars on DVD.
Well, aren't you a faggot?
I don't know why. Yes, I am, Noah. Thank
Sacrilege.
You.
I was just watching the new Star Trek yesterday.
And how was it? Was it as awesome as ever?
It sure was. Actually, I was watching the special features, to be fair. You know me. I love watching special features.
Over and over and over and over and over again.
Dear God, motherfucker, if you bring up the fucking Seth Green thing one more time, I'm going to pound you in the nuts from here. I've just listened to 100 episodes of Tancast, and he brought it up 104 times. Fucking let it go. We get it. You didn't like I watched the Can't Hardly Wait commentary. Drop it. Fuck it. You talk about that more than we talk about your fucking Crocs, and you still own them.
You don't still own Can't Hardly Wait?
I suppose I do, but it's collecting dust, and I haven't watched the commentary in some while. Mostly because I've been shamed into thinking I shouldn't.
Excellent.
Oh, well, I hope you learned your lesson.
I killed the conversation. How's everybody else's 2 weeks?
Well, it's not so good
for Andy.
Yeah, that actually that kind of sums up.
What are you doing to that child? Leave him alone!
Beating the shit out of him.
Leave him alone!
I'm calling child services right now.
He was running a bit of a fever. About this time last week. Hang on. All right, come here, Tancast baby. Oh. Yeah, it was kind of weird because the fever was higher on one side than the other. And, like,
one
2 degrees higher on one side than the other. So on Monday, we took him to the doctor, and turns out my son had his first ear infection.
Aww.
And possibly strep throat.
Congratulations.
And then yesterday, we found out that he was having a reaction to the antibiotics we'd been giving him for the last week. So now he's all splotchy.
He's talking.
Yes, sir.
Is he saying stuff to you, Andy?
Yeah, no, he's yelling at his mom.
Oh, I thought he was saying dad.
Because she walked out of eye shot.
Mama!
When do kids learn that even though things are not in... You can't see them, but... I don't know how to say it. But, like, when
object
you can't
permanence.
See them, they're still there. What was that?
Object permanence.
Yes. When did they learn that?
Very pretty early on, like in the first year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It really sucked because, like, he always used to go for the TV remote, and as soon as he developed object permanence, I couldn't just make it disappear behind my back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Haley does that to us all the time. We try and hide things from her, and she's like, "That doesn't work anymore. I know where it is." And she starts, like, you know, reaching around and stuff. Not like that.
Reach around.
She gives you a little reach around. That's kind of.
I didn't want to make that joke. Thank you, Noah.
I actually didn't think about it until you said not that kind. I was like, oh, yeah, there is that kind.
As long as I okay it, you can make the joke.
I have signed off on these childhood reach around jokes.
This joke has been approved by Jeff.
at least
Jeff and I approve this message.
If it refers to my daughter, I mean, you can talk about Andy's kid all you want. I don't give a shit. Someday we're going to be making fun of Tim's kid.
Someday.
And Noah's kid.
Someday.
So. Someday. I feel like it'll seem too mean to make fun of Noah's kid.
Really?
Why?
Same reason I don't go to the Special Olympics and heckle.
Yeah, I mean,
kids,
Noah, I really
funny.
Hope you don't end up with a kid like the Noah that was that you roomed with.
You okay with that, Tim?
What is Tim laughing at?
Oh, God. Tim's so funny. Sorry, Jeff. You were talking.
What were you laughing at?
Just Noah's reaction to that. Tim's so funny.
Tim's so funny.
Okay.
Just that I could tell he did not find it at all funny, and that made me laugh for some reason.
Hmm. All right.
Whew. Did Andy leave?
Yeah, did we lose him?
Oh, Andy's okay. Still here.
Oh, man.
I mean, oh, good.
Right, and I mean, right before I walked in here, our neighbor came uphill and said, hey, you guys want to come for a graduation party thing? I was like, oh, what time is it? 2? Well, I may be a little late. Caitlin and Drew are going to go down and, you know, hobnob with the neighbors before I get there, but...
hobnob!
And Caitlin was like, well, why can't you just make it a short one? I'm like, because it's episode 100.
Even if it wasn't, you still wouldn't be able to make it a short one.
Yeah.
Especially if Andy is involved. That's nothing.
Well, yeah. I've got words inside, and they need out.
Andy, out!
Why does it matter if she's there without you for a little bit?
Well, apparently it doesn't, because she's going to go ahead and go.
She's an independent woman.
I guess.
But I think Andy wants to be there, too. He wants free barbecue. And who doesn't?
Fuck, the food won't be all gone.
Wait, so you have the house to yourself now, Andy?
Well, no. My wife's upstairs getting changed. And
well, once you do...
Dealing with our son.
You should... you can record Tancast naked.
Sir, I'm already naked.
You just get naked around your family?
Sure, why not?
Isn't... I guess that's fair. Fair enough.
Does that seem odd to you?
To me?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's just hanging around in his house naked all the time, yeah, a little bit.
That's the one place you can be naked.
Well, yes, it's fine, you know, for if you have some reason, like if you're changing or, you know, going to bed or getting in the shower, but...
How about it feels nice?
If he's just letting it all out in front of his kid all the time?
Wait, yeah, Noah, are you advocating nudity in front of your children?
I don't think there's anything wrong with being nude in front of your children. Children are nude in front of you.
Come on, take a stand. Say yes. You're advocating nudity in front of your own children.
Sure.
I think Noah's a pervert. You need it. Yeah.
Noah is a what? Pervert.
You're a pervert.
Nice.
You need to moderate. I mean...
I mean, I think you can make a child understand it's not okay all the time. Like, hey, don't whip down your pants in public, but I don't think being nude in front of a child in your own home is anything wrong with that. I think that's a problem that people have with their bodies. You're kind of taught to be ashamed. Like, hey, cover it up. People don't want to see that.
People don't want to see that.
But why? You're born that
way.
That's
not true. Some people want to see that.
Yeah, actually, some people do. That's why there's porn.
That's why there's the internet.
Well, okay.
In fact, lots of people want to see that. That's how your child is made.
I don't want to see strangers naked, just randomly out in public.
I want to see random strangers naked. It's like naked roulette.
I'm with Tim.
So if you're a stranger to me, get naked.
I would feel very uncomfortable.
I know there's going to be some horrible train wrecks, but there's also going to be some winds tossed in there.
Exactly.
Well, but then then you're sitting there, you know, trying to enjoy your fucking Applebee's or whatever, and like some like nasty person just
Job
walks
the
by.
Hut rolls by.
You know.
But you know what? Clothes aren't going to make that much more appetizing.
No, but
the
clothes
Applebee's,
are, clothes
not
are
the
going
job
to prevent
of the hut
you from
by.
Vomiting into your soup.
I don't think nakedness necessarily elicits vomiting, especially if you were used to it.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
but...
if it's like nakedness and like open pussy sores, yeah, that might put me off my allergies.
What?
But that's why I don't go back into the kitchen.
I knew a guy who like he was naked around his kid. I guess they were nudists at home. I guess that was what happened. Anyway, so one of his kids banged him in the junk with a plastic hammer.
Nice. Hey, it's like a piñata, bam!
Well, except candy doesn't come out, something else does.
Daddy, put that away!
Well, if you bang it with a hammer, blood.
That was, yeah, just okay. In this case, blood. And tears. My penis is crying!
I believe that's called smegma.
Oh.
Or dick cheese, as is sometimes referred to. Okay, all right.
I like to make a sandwich with it.
A little bit of fromunda.
Now,
it's like Vegemite.
Why?
there's nothing quite like a fine aged dick cheese. you get it with a bottle
what
of wine and some crackers, and you got a nice evening.
I like the dick cheese of an 80-year-old man. Nothing like it. It's a delicacy, really.
Actually, your Christ.
Noah, have you had the ultra rare transvestite dick cheese?
No.
You really got to get that when it's in season, though.
Or I guess it would be transgender. Transvestite, they just dress, right?
Yes.
Would you expect anything else from Tancast 100 other than this classy, classy show?
You're welcome.
But the classiest.
Yeah, you don't want to raise the bar too high, right?
No. Hey, look at that. Smegma will not be bleeped out by iTunes.
Nice.
Wait.
iTunes censors stuff? What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry. I don't mean bleeped out, but like when you put an episode title that has a swear word in it, they will give you the first letter and then a bunch of stars. Smegma, apparently, they'll let that go.
Sweet.
How could you tell? Like, you looked it up? Like, there's a...
Yeah.
There's like a list of words.
Whenever we say something that I think we should use as an episode title, I'll put that word in and then see if there's other podcasts with that, and then you'll usually find it like...
Oh!
Like Jizz, for instance. They will bleep that out.
Hmm.
But not
so I couldn't make episode 99 Jizz Mops a Go-Go, which I really wanted to do, because that is going to be a fucking sick-ass band.
Oh, yeah,
Jizz Mops a Go-Go!
Oh, God.
Well, over our break, I cracked my head open, and it bled.
Oh, shit, I remember reading about that.
Yeah, what?
And we were talking about it.
How did you do that, Noah?
So there is a nightlight right below my mantle, and I was trying to adjust it to point up and provide more light. And I did not see that the big black metal piece of the mantle was right there, so I hit my head on it. And I fell to the ground. I was like, this really hurts. I had my iPhone out, which, yeah, I used this light as well. And I set the iPhone on the ground, and, you know, the screen was on. And all of a sudden, there was, like, a red blotch on the iPhone screen. I'm like, oh good, I'm bleeding.
Oh, my God. You bled on your phone? That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, it was not big. It was just on the screen.
That's hardcore, dude.
I know. Yeah. I'm hardcore. Leave it there. I'm like, I'm going to give a sacrifice to my phone. So, yeah, then I went to the bathroom. It bled, you know. A lot for, like, not very long, though. And then I cleaned myself up. I woke up Steph, and I'm like, hey, can you look at something?
She slept through the whole thing?
Well, I wasn't loud. I wasn't like, oh, fuck, god damn it. I was
really?
Like,
how do you... I would be yelling. I would wake up everyone in the apartment.
I think because it was late, I didn't yell. I was just like, oh, this really hurts. This really hurts.
That's so considerate of you.
Noah's like me.
What?
Did I tell that story on Tancast?
I don't know.
I got a splinter shoved probably a quarter inch underneath one of my fingernails.
Tim Orkin's in his house and he even get the fingernail today.
So I grabbed a pair of tweezers and I was backing it out from underneath the nail. And my wife wakes up because I'm in the bathroom like, 3 feet from her. It's the master bath. And she wakes up and hears me going, ow. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, oh, no, yeah, I'm fine. And she goes in the bathroom, sees the splinter sticking out in front of my fingernail. She goes, oh, my God. She's like, why are you trying to get that out yourself, idiot? It's like, I didn't want to wake you.
But you still managed to wake her, though, even though you're being quiet?
I think the fact that I'd been in the bathroom, like, getting ready, she was already, like, half awake or something, and she just heard me go, ow.
So Noah was successful, and you failed. That's what that breaks it down to.
Yeah, so
but I think it's some mitigating circumstances, you know, with regards to the closeness.
I mean, I did wake her up eventually, and she had a look at it, and she's like, oh, I don't think it's serious. We can wait until the morning to go to the doctor. And I was like, all right.
Which is her way of saying, I don't care if you fucking die. Just let me sleep.
It's not bleeding at that point.
Did you get stitches?
No, they just put. So when I went to the doctor, they're just like, "Oh, it's just
laceration or something."
No, what did she call it?
A flesh wound.
Not flesh wound. Superfluous.
A boo boo.
Shallow. Shallow. No, shallow. What's another word for shallow? Whatever. She basically made it seem like it wasn't a big deal. She made it seem like I could have just done it, fix it at home. I was like, all right, well, thank you.
Why are you wasting my time?
Pretty much.
I'm sorry, my compressor's broken. I couldn't power my stapler.
Well, so you're okay now, Tim? Tim, Jesus, Noah.
I'm good, yeah. I'm sweet. I'm feeling good.
Well,
feisty.
I mean, it's still healing.
Have you had any episodes of, like, forgetting where you live or your
Who
name?
Are you?
Or...
What are we doing here? What's going on?
Accidentally forgot I wasn't supposed to fuck this blonde chick I met at the supermarket. I was like, oh, it's a head injury, baby. I don't know.
I didn't try to milk it. I would, you know, mess with staff. I'm like, oh, but my head hurts, Stephanie. I got a gas. I need a big television, Steph, because my head is open. I'm dead.
She was like, go fuck yourself.
I need 55 inches of TV.
I need a beach. My head hurts.
But yeah, I'm fine. I mean, she didn't think it was going to leave a scar. I think it will. I don't know how it won't. It seemed pretty, like, a pretty good gash to me.
Where on your head is it? Like, it can
on the
people
right
see
side.
It
well, my right side of the forehead.
Oh, so it's totally visible. Did anyone at work say, like,
well,
Stephanie
there's a bandage
beating
on
you
it.
Or something?
And I had a big, it was swollen for a while.
Oh, okay.
No, and his swelled head.
I asked Stephanie later, head. I'm like, how do you know if you cracked your skull? I mean,
I dropped on her head, I bet she knows.
I don't think I did, but I was just wondering. I'm like, I wonder if it feels different, or... I mean,
yeah,
I guess
I don't
it's not
think
really
it does, because, I mean, the brain or whatever, it doesn't have any nerve endings. And...
Yeah, but the dural sac does have...
I'm sorry, the what?
The dural sac.
The sac that holds your brain in.
The dural sac?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I
that
guess that's
that sounds
true.
Dirty.
Yeah, but, well, I don't know. I don't think... I bet you wouldn't really be able to tell if your skull was cracked. I mean, except
well,
from, like, the...
If,
you know, the
I think if Tim's
trauma.
Mom felt like her head was going to explode when she had an aneurysm, that you can probably tell if shit's wrong on the inside.
Fair enough.
So true, so true. Cocktail?
Well, if we're talking about injuries, I used to live in Arizona for a while, and when I was a teenager, and I would go, like, play out in the, you know, in the outdoors or whatever, but the outdoors there has many dangerous plant life.
And brown people.
Yes.
Got to watch out for the brown people.
That.
You know, fewer now.
Yeah, yeah.
Fewer now.
Not so many soon, but there's this one cactus called Jumping Cholla, and it's called that because the pieces of it seem to leap off of the cactus because it's so sensitive to any movement near it, and it has, like, the needles have little barbs on them, so it can attach to things really easily, and so it can, like, get stuck in your clothes. Like, without you didn't even seem like you got that close to it, and all of a sudden you have, you know, little cactus pieces stuck on you. And a couple times, like, one time I got one that stuck in two of my fingers so that my fingers were, like, you know, stuck together by a piece of it. And that was shitty. I pulling it out and everything was extremely painful. And then another time I got one stuck, like, it went clear through my shoe and stuck into my foot.
Oh,
and so, like, to get my shoe off, you know, I had to, in the process of that, rip out the needles. It was
that's not pleasant.
It was
that's
not
no. like a party.
It was not at all. And we had cats too. And one time, one of our cats came home with a bunch of cholla stuck to its underside, like its chest and its stomach and everything, and its and like one of its legs. That cat was the most miserable thing I've ever seen when that happened.
Yeah. It just kept, like, looking in, like, life sucks.
Yeah, he basically was like, kill me, just kill me now.
Did you were able to fix
Why
him
don't
up?
We live in California?
Yeah, he was fine. He was fine after.
Now,
after
did he go crazy
while,
when you tried
but...
to pull him out, or did he understand that, like, hey, we need to get these out of you?
Yeah, no, he was, I mean, my dad did it all, but, yeah, the cat basically was, I think, pretty much passed out from pain anyway. So he was just kind of laying there, not really reacting.
Tim, yeah, got any stories of pain you want to share with us?
I don't really have anything. I try to keep my activities where pain is a minimal possibility.
Well, we need to make that happen, Tim.
I don't think I do. Although,
if you come over, I'll slap your head against our mantle. It'll be fun.
I don't think this will translate, and it's not really about pain, but me and Danelle were going down to the hot tub the other night, and we usually bring like two little plastic cups, one of wine and one of root beer. You never guess whose is whose.
You guys are wild.
So I was grabbing them out of the refrigerator, and I was pulling them back, and then the refrigerator closed and hit my elbow, and I had had the root beer filled to the tippity top, so it spilled. And like according to Danelle, like I just she's pretty sure my eyes turned green, because I was like, God damn it! And she's like, you were just shaking, and the more you got into the word "damn it," the angrier you sounded, just like, damn it! Wow. And she could not stop laughing. Like, her lips turned blue. She couldn't get air in. She was laughing so hard.
Apparently, Stephanie told me after I hit my head and I woke up, she wanted to laugh. She's like, I tried so hard not to laugh. I'm like, what is funny about that? She's like, you were fixing the nightlight and you hit your head. I'm like, I don't see the humor in that.
But apparently I'm not surprised at all that she wanted to laugh at you, though.
Nope. I love you.
Hang on. I'm going to retroactively fill this in. Hey, Noah, are you talking about me?
Again, why are you still here? On impression, Tim. You are. You need to add that to your act, man, because you got the impression of skills.
People are like, is that Noah's wife, Stephanie? That's an excellent impression.
Well, you know, Tim, I was going to say, like, you live with Danelle. I would think you would have plenty of injury stories.
Oh, I do have one. We were wrestling around one time, and she kneed me in the lip and busted my lip open.
Nice.
Nice.
I'm like, you realize I'm not telling anybody this was an accident.
Yeah, but she punches frequently. Doesn't she? That's the whole thing?
She's calmed down in her old age.
Okay. She only punches once or twice a week. Not as hard as they used to be.
Plus, it's kind of like after you play a game long enough, you realize when the villain's eyes flash, that's when you duck and press down to the left. Like, counter!
You've
body blow!
You've learned
left,
her pattern.
Left. Exactly.
Danelle would make a good, level end boss or something.
She is my level end boss.
It's going to take Tim the rest of his life to fight that level.
Yeah, you'll never win, Tim.
I only win by losing.
Death.
Yesterday, I spent most of the day moving concrete from my backyard to my front yard. That was fun.
I don't think Noah is telling the truth. About moving it, yes. About it being fun, no.
Yeah, you had a nice little mess there.
Yeah, and now it's gone. Some guy came and picked it up.
Yay!
Some guy.
Yeah. Just a random guy went through the neighborhood
picking
up.
He's like, hey, concrete! I'm like, take it, baby! No. Some guy picked
it up. Is this concrete free? Can I get some concrete from my friend?
I was looking for busted concrete, but if all this busted concrete is free, that's going to save me so much money. I was going to have to pour concrete, wait for it to set, and then bust
it. Jackhammer.
Jack.
Hammer.
So you made somebody's hammer day then, Noah. That's good.
Oh, yeah. I made someone's day. Dingity dang.
Somebody's mom's day.
That's right. Dingity dang.
Really, Andy? That one made you weary?
A little bit. Little bit.
I'm sorry, I'll try to be more original.
Usually when it's Andy's mom, he'll be like, But, like, that didn't involve you.
I know. I don't know why. I don't know what happened right there.
Fucking live and let mothers live.
Something in my brain said, no, sir.
No,
no more.
No, boss.
This far, no further.
Yes. The line must be drawn here.
Yes, Tim. I was like, someone will get this. And it will be Tim.
This far, no
And of
further.
Course, it's the guy who owns it. On special edition 2-disc DVD.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite scenes from that movie. I love that scene.
What were we talking about?
Star Trek First Contact.
Picard flipping out about the Borg.
Patrick Stewart chewing scenery.
I don't know. It wasn't. I mean, I guess he was kind of chewing it, but it was good. It wasn't like, it's real.
Oh, I don't think it was over the top.
Wasn't quite
I think,
that
yeah.
level of scenery chewing.
I was like, that's what Star Trek does. They chew scenery.
It's real.
real.
Unless it's Captain Janeway, in which case she just shits on the scenery.
Oh. Tim, can we... I don't want to get into it, but...
I was talking to somebody, and they had basically they sent me the message, and it was like... I said something about Picard or Kirk, and they went, Picard is greater, like the greater than sign, Kirk, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, but in fairness, and they went, Janeway, greater than Picard, greater than Kirk. I was like, oh, no! Picard,
no.
Greater than Kirk, greater than Sisko, greater than Archer, greater than a pile of shit, which is greater than Janeway.
Oh, man. I don't understand the hate. It's that was,
I hate her!
Voyager
hate.
was so much better than Enterprise, and I still contend it was better than DS9.
Well, different opinions are what makes the world go round, sir.
Well, I hope everyone has enjoyed this last Tankcast.
Wow.
No, if we don't kick him off for liking Transformers and Transformers 2, we can't kick him off for Voyager.
Oh, my gosh.
Voyager
oh, sure
is
can.
Better than Transformers, I'll give you that.
Yes, but liking Transformers and liking Transformers 2, that's bad taste. Thinking Voyager was better than Deep Space Nine is like... Well, for any of our Muslim visitors, Jeff just took a shit on Muhammad.
Oh!
Metaphorically.
Jesus Christ, dude!
you just got this show banned in a whole bunch of countries, man.
I would just like to say Islam is a great and true religion.
All right, everybody, back up and listen to the atheists, are you? So, Jeff.
Well, I'm sorry to have offended you so much, Andy.
Not really.
That was never my intent.
Don't be sorry. Stand by your convictions. Fuck
no,
Andy.
I stand by my convictions. I just, you know.
I will
just
agree
to have
that, that it took quite a while for Enterprise to kind of find its feet. It was sort of rough at the beginning. But it seemed like Voyager, the solution for almost every big problem they got into was never difficult moral solutions. It was some sort of technobabble being thought of at the last second. Like warp particles, for example.
Well,
that was the first episode.
I mean, I guess that series was less about the typical moral kind of. But I mean,
and it had such an opportunity
like
to like really test Roddenberry's idea of, you know, the glorious shining future. Of do you really stand by that when you're this tiny little ship in shitville? And you've got no backup, and no backup will ever get to you, and you are all alone, and everything is hostile.
Well, that's why I found the series so, like, intriguing. I mean, it was compelling, because these people were, you know, for all intents and purposes, in a completely different universe as far as they were concerned. I mean, I don't know. I thought it was a good show.
Yeah, but they never did anything with it. I mean, like, the real moral quandaries, they always had some sort of easy out. Either it was, you know, some sort of techno babble, or somebody would come up with, like, a pat answer, and then, you know, it would be done with that and off to the next show.
Well,
did Noah just throw down his mic and go, fuck it, I'm not needed for this?
No, I'm sure.
Okay, I just heard, like, some mic adjustment. I figured it was Noah going, fuck it.
Time for a snack.
A snack and a nap, and maybe a tug and a tickle
of my pickle.
Yes,
you know,
we know.
I haven't watched Voyager since it ended, so like I don't even, I can't really speak about specific episodes anymore. So
I think Voyager, there was some good stuff in there, but
there was the Doctor's quest to understand humanity kind of mirrored Data's, but in a slightly different way.
Mm-hmm. I love the Doctor. I thought he was one of the best characters on that show.
Oh, yeah.
He was really good.
Oh, absolutely.
I would absolutely agree.
But then there was Janeway and Chakotay, the 1-2 punch at each of your nuts.
Yes.
Okay. Chakotay was terrible. I completely
agree
with that.
And Chakotay has gone on record saying he dislikes Star Trek and is unhappy with his involvement in it.
Well, that sucks.
Fuck that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck his whole show that he has poisoned. I don't even know his actual name. I think his name is Fuckstick.
Chakotay
Fuckstick.
Fuckstick
Johnson.
And just starting off with the premise of, hey, we want a character that's exactly like that one character that was in the episode where Wesley and the cadets were covering up an accidental death. We want somebody exactly like that, and we're going to get the same actor, but we're going to name him differently so that we don't have to pay character royalties to the guy who wrote that original script.
That is pretty sad.
Yeah, fair enough.
Also, a Harry Kim could not be less of a character. Like, I still couldn't tell you. Like, other than he wanted to get home, but who the fuck on that ship didn't want to get home? Like, that was his entire through line was he wanted to get home, and then he got home.
Yep.
Well, he was just an ensign, though. I mean, what do you expect?
Fucking Ensign Roe was an ensign, and she had backstory. She had fucking teeth and a fucking wrinkly nose, but still.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Well, so there weren't, you know, there were some bad characters on the show, but the show was still good.
If it was just Tuvok and the Doctor roaming around the galaxy, fucking getting adventures, that'd be sweet. Like a buddy cop show, the Vulcan and the Doctor.
No, it should have been.
I'm getting too holographic for this shit.
It should have been Tuvok, the Doctor, and Neelix.
Fuck Neelix, dude. You are not going to fucking sell me on Neelix. Unless he's like the Joe Pesci and they just keep making fun of him.
That's kind of what I imagined.
Okay, that's fine then. I could go with that. Neelix is the Jar Jar Binks of the Star Trek universe.
Oh, come on.
Come on indeed.
He's not anywhere near that bad.
He okay. is.
You know what? We've entered a whole other realm of nerd arguments here. This is getting,
you know, Neelix had some... He had some big moments, like whatever that race was that had like slaughtered all of his people, and you know, coming to grips with his own cowardice, not being there to die with all of the people.
Plus, he was a cook.
Wow, I remember a lot more about Voyager than I thought I would.
Yeah, you remember more than I do, and I like the show more than you.
For the most part, he was just like that little dog in the Warner Brothers cartoon that would constantly hang around the big dog, like, "Hey, Spike, what do you want to do today, Spike?" It's like, "Fucking shut up."
Yeah, he should have been more like. You know, less, you know, "Oh, I'm just so happy to be around all of you great people." And, you know, it's kind of that Homo sapiens cocksucking that they like to do in the Star Trek universe. Where the aliens are like, "People are awesome. We wish we could be like people."
See, I like the Doctor in Enterprise. I think he had sort of a similar respect for humanity, but he wasn't like all like, "I'm gonna schlob your knob about it." Mm-hmm. Just be excited, but, and also
you
kind of
got the feeling that he thought that his people were a little superior.
But he,
but he was still cool with it. Like he knew that his people.
I thought
were
your
cool
wife and your kid had gone to fucking this party. Why do I still hear your kid?
No, they'd gone to get ready.
Jeez,
they haven't left yet.
What kind of party is this? Does she have to get like a bustle on? Or, like, what, is there a team bustle of people putting her into a corset?
Well, like. Shower and whatnot. You know, we're pagans now, so we don't dress up Sunday morning.
Well, no, Caitlin has to put on her Andy suit, so it seems like Andy is there.
Well, that's heavy.
Yeah, I mean, that takes a while.
Yeah, she's got to stretch out, limber up.
All kinds of metal, you know, beams and stuff around her to hold it all up. And,
and she's got to find the Crocs.
Yeah,
just put the whole outfit together.
The good news is, ties it together.
That all those metal beams have a bunch of electric motors to drive them around, and they're arriving later next week. So
wait, is it like a mech suit?
Yes, it's an Andy mech suit.
Yes, brought it back.
It's more like a black suit.
Oh, yeah, it's not Gundam. It's goddamn.
Nice. I was just searching through my Rolodex of words that would rhyme with mech. And black was the best I could do.
I like it.
My son is sitting on my lap and kicking his feet. Like, I don't think he's ever seen anybody do that, but...
Least interesting commentary ever.
Fuck you. It's interesting to me.
Hey, my son's kicking his nose. Woo, look at that.
No, he's you know, kicking his
You're
feet like a
little kid. Falling into the classic parent trap of everything my child does is interesting and must be shared with
I'm
the world.
I'm watching my child turn from a baby into a little kid, and it's interesting to see the progression.
Yes.
Please,
you know,
see
Andy,
my earlier
I'm right
statement.
There with you. Fuck these guys. When these guys have kids, they're going to do the same thing.
Yep.
When I have kids, I'm going to make sure I don't report mundane shit. Hey, everybody, my kid... just lifted his left arm slightly to the right.
Sorry, Tim.
Crazy.
You no. are.
Yeah, you're totally going to do the same thing, man.
You totally
I'm
are,
not.
Because I totally thought I wouldn't.
Yep.
I'm going to make a conscious effort not to.
Yeah.
You're not making any such effort, sir.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts.
Oh,
every day you're going to be holding your kid and going like, You are freaking amazing.
Yeah,
you
man.
Were like just a little pile of cells. I saw this tiny little dot inside your mommy.
But I'm going to keep that shit to myself is my point.
No.
I'm not saying I won't be amazed with it. I'm just going to have the wherewithal to go, you know what? Other people don't care.
You won't be able to.
Yeah, no. I threw a fucking party when my kid laughed for the first time, so. You're going to do the same thing.
I'm in the same boat as Tim. Like, I don't think I'm going to be like, hey, my kid did something that every other kid does. Woo! I mean, like, I'm sure there'll be milestones that'll be exciting. Like, hey, you know, my kid's walking. Hey, my kid's, you know, talking. That is exciting. My kid's swinging his feet. I don't think I'm going to share that.
Like, if I'm changing a tire and the car starts to follow me and my kid catches it and lifts it up for me, I'm going to fucking call people. I promise you.
Hey, check this shit out.
Oh, you know what I just remembered? I looked down, realized I have a dick, and you both can eat it.
Then you won't be able to make any more kids.
And tell us more about them.
You know what, though? I'm just...
Junior didn't want to have his sock on, so he took it off.
I'm looking forward to the day, like, 5 years from now, we look at Tim's Twitter, you know, all of his tweets, and there's going to be so many about, oh, look what my kid did. It's amazing. You're gonna be
I'm going to make a conscious effort to only put sarcastic Twitters about my kid. Like, my fucking kid keeps doing nothing.
Fuck my kid's
retarded. The most boring kid ever.
All my kid is doing is picking his nose and eating it. Jesus Christ, kid.
No. Who wants to buy a kid? It's part black, so you won't have to pay full price.
I was talking to Caitlin last week about selling Junior. Yeah, the Tesla Motors, the company that makes those $100,000 all-electric sports cars, just bought the NUMMI plant
Toyota.
In Fremont, I think. Yeah, from Toyota, and Toyota like bought a whole bunch of, like, I think $50 million in shares or something like that.
Yeah,
in Tesla.
Good stuff.
And they're going to be coming out with an all-electric sedan, costs $50,000, but it seats five adults and two kids in the trunk space.
I want one so bad.
Me too. So I told Caitlin that I said, you get a lot of money for white babies. Like, we've got one, and he's cute, and he's healthy.
Yeah, but then
he does have that weird stare, though. Might freak people out.
Yeah, we just got to find somebody who's into that.
He's just
or sunglasses.
Yeah.
If you get rid of him, though, then you don't have anyone to put in the back seat of the new car.
I'll make more.
No, but you can't, though. We all ate his dick.
You got in on it too, Jeff?
Not you, Jeff. You were not invited to that. Because you were on my side.
Oh, Jeff gets left out of the dick.
I don't know whether that's good or an insult.
No, Jeff, I will make you a sandwich. I will make you a delicious sandwich, and those other guys can eat my unwashed dick.
Okay. That sounds better.
I don't know if I'd want to eat it washed.
Really? You'd rather have the funky sour vinegar dick?
A little flavor. Some.
The dick cheese. We've been over this.
Mm-hmm. Yummy dick cheeses. And there's Noah's musical interlude. I wondered when that would arrive. I love me some dick cheese. Tastes delicious. Wow. Tim, edit that, use that out of context anytime you like.
Could that be the link sound? That'd be cool.
Just Noah quietly whispering, I love me some dick cheese.
Tastes delicious. Don't forget that part.
Well, now, no, because people are going to be looking in the show notes for a link that doesn't exist right now. If we make that the link sound.
Well, you'll have to fabricate one. Just,
Yep.
You know, I'm sure you can just do a Google image search for dick cheese. And that'll link to one of those. I'm going to do that
why,
right now.
Why am I reaching for the mouse right now? Why am I typing right
dick
now?
Cheese.
Oh, we know.
Oops, I typed Andy dick cheese. Loves I don't dick know why cheese.
I didn't do a Google image search. It's just a Google search. First hit, Wikipedia's article on smegma.
Yep.
Second hit, Wikipedia's article on Richard Cheese.
That is an unfortunate name.
My image search has a Dick Smith's cream cheese spread.
Oh, don't turn safe search off and do it.
I'm not going to do it at all, Jackhole.
The seventh image return is called God. Eating Dick Cheese.
Ew. Okay, why did I turned off safe search? That was a bad move.
Why do you people do that to yourselves?
Yeah, no, did you do it?
Nope.
Not me either.
I made a horrible mistake.
Why do guys with kids do it?
I don't know.
See, that's what happens when you're talking about mundane shit all day. You're like, I need to feel something. Even if it's morbid disgust, I must feel. Hey kids, well, it wouldn't be Tancast if we didn't fuck something up, and Noah's computer decided to stop recording. So, well, everybody else was still recording for about 10 minutes or so before we realized that Noah wasn't recording. So, I have an ingenious plan to make sure that we can listen to that part of the show. I'm just going to stop over here at a Home Depot, and I'm going to grab one of these day laborers that are standing out front here. Excuse me. Oh, there's one. Excuse me, sir. Can I talk to you for a minute?
See.
Would you be available to help me out?
See.
Great. Would you be willing to help me do a podcast?
See.
What's your name?
Sigh.
Sigh?
See.
Okay. And, is that young lady with you?
See.
Is she your sister?
See.
Okay. What's her name?
Sue.
Sue?
See.
And what does she do for a living?
So.
So?
See.
Well, we can leave your sister out of this for a second. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to read these lines, which are the things that Noah said when his mic wasn't on. That way, we'll hear your voice saying them, and then it'll be sound like the conversation is just still flowing easy. Does that make sense?
See.
Great. You don't think anyone's going to be offended by your overly simplistic and borderline racist accent, will you?
No, because you're indirectly pointing out the invaluable services provided by the illegal immigrants in your community, and thus I think you can get a pass.
You really think so?
No, but that's really all you've got to hang your hat on with this bit.
All right, well, let's just get started. So this is the rest of the bit before we lost Noah.
All right. Hey, Andy, how do you feel about the Sharks' chances this afternoon?
Whew, not positive.
We got there about 20 minutes until our season is over.
Yeah.
Can't they win one game? How hard is it?
Oh, I don't know.
They gotta go out like bitches.
Apparently, it's really fucking hard. You know what though? We played really well the first game and the third game, and we just didn't go our way. But
that doesn't bode for you because you lost the first game and the third game.
Yeah, exactly. I know it sucks.
And the one in between, the second game, I believe it's called.
Yes, but that we played poorly in the second game, so that's understandable. But yeah, I am very sad about.
Yeah,
this development.
Something like 160 some odd teams, 180 some somewhere in there, have gone down 3-0. Three have come back to win.
Yeah, and Philly just did it this year, though. So
yeah. The previous one to that was what, like 20 something years ago?
Yeah,
30 years ago, something like that.
30 something, I think. So, yeah, it's not looking good.
Yeah, statistically, it's unfucking likely.
I'm used to this, though. I'm a Red Sox fan.
Well, I'm also used to this. I'm a Charger fan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not used to this. I'm not a sports fan.
Well, kudos to you, Tim. You neither live the dream nor suffer the reality.
Although I was a Giants fan. Well, my mom was a Giants fan, and so I was a Giants fan on her behalf. And when it was the Giants versus the Angels in the World Series, I can't remember what game it was, but they were.
Wait, you mean Giants versus A's?
No, Angels.
When was that?
2002.
Huh.
I only remember because I know who I was dating at the time because I was watching it at her house, and because obviously I didn't say, guys, can we put on the Giants game? Fucking enough with this Star Trek bullshit. Why is it always Muppets, Muppets, Muppets? Can we watch the game? But, the Giants were ahead, and then I would say pretty late in the game, the Angels hit a big play or whatever, and they became ahead. And I was like, not only are they losing this game, they're going to lose this entire series right now, even though at that point they were ahead in the, game total or whatever. Right. I was like, this is a sinking feeling I just got. And it bore out. They did, in fact, lose.
Well,
team's a psychic.
Yeah. You should.
You can predict the future.
I can predict failure.
You can smell your own.
Tim has a very good faildar.
The deep sixth sense. I see sad people.
Thanks for reminding me about
that, by the way.
You realize
by the time this is posted, we will know what happened to the Sharks.
Yeah, I know. And I probably will have tweeted, well, there'll be a lot of yous in between an F and a CK.
Yeah, I told you the time for that was later.
Yeah, but I could sense it coming.
See, kind of like me with the Giants. Oh, for our international listeners, the Sharks are a hockey team.
Are the Sharks internationally known?
No, but they're known to rock a microphone.
What?
It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out of sight.
Is that what song that's from?
Yep.
Yeah.
And DJ Easy Rock, Rock, Rock.
Hit it!
Hey! Hey! Hey!
The team's doing a horrible job.
What?
He's doing
an excellent job because he's probably going to paste that in right underneath himself. And he's going to auto-tune
himself.
People
listening are like, that sounds just like the record. What? Actually, people are listening, they're like, what's a record?
A record is a big, magical, spinny disc. You mean a CD? No, not like a CD.
Like a CD, but not particularly convenient.
And don't dance near it, and don't turn the bass up too high.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, I was just talking to a fellow dad about how crazy it is that our kids are growing up with all these things that are just like, oh yeah, you know, smartphones and the internet, and they don't know a time before all that, but we still do, so...
Time before VCRs!
It makes me feel old.
It was probably like that in the old days, like, when I was your age, we didn't even have the wheel!
Totally. I know, right? Like, oh, you kids these days with your fire.
When I was growing up 13 years ago.
Yeah, back in my day, we were cold and we ate all of our food raw.
In my day, we had dysentery. And we liked it. We loved it.
Back when you were on the Oregon Trail.
Be ready to type bang. Man, Oregon Trail was fucking merciless for people with poor typing skills. Your family starved if you couldn't type.
I never played Oregon Trail.
What?
I know.
Get out of here.
All right, bye.
All right, yeah, good. Go then.
Get the fuck out, Tim. Jesus.
No! They're all going to laugh at you!
But kids these days with the technology, it's crazy. They all just think it's all normal. But we know the truth.
Yeah, I'm going to, when my son gets old enough to appreciate it, I'm going to bust out MAME or, you know, whatever the fuck we have in 10 years or 15 years. And I'm going to show him what Atari games look like.
I know, right? I want to start this thing where kids aren't allowed to start on the latest video game systems. They have to start with, like, the Atari and the NES and all this stuff.
Sega Genesis.
They have to work up to the current system. Because it's like you have no perspective, you know? You start playing these games, and it's not like the old games are crap just because they're old. Like, a lot of the old games are really good, and I think they should be required to start on older stuff and work their way up.
Yeah, it's sort of in the same way that, like, you know, watching classic movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, okay, fine. You know, there's no Jar Jar Binks walking through going, you know, is Yusa people hanging off to presidents? Nobody's feeling the need to go back and digitally insert characters into North by Northwest.
Yeah, how sad is it, though, that the kids who, the first Star Wars they see is, fucking, wow,
yeah,
Phantom Menace.
Kid.
I can't believe I couldn't remember Phantom Menace.
You blocked it out.
I guess so.
And rightly so. Man, I cannot believe that Empire. Turned 30.
I know. Crazy.
I can't believe Harrison Ford was there for the party and Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher weren't.
Ewan McGregor was there.
I thought that was... And with fucking weird neck scarf thing.
I did not see that.
That's his motorcycle scarf.
Oh, was that what that... Well, because Billy Dee Williams had some weird ascot thing going as well. I was like, is it fucking weird neck day?
Well, Billy Dee Williams always wears weird shit.
Yeah, it's you know, he's gonna do that and then drink his what was it, Colt 45 malt liquor?
Yeah.
He has not aged well. You know that phrase, black don't crack? He has cracked.
None of them have aged well, though. I mean, I love Harrison Ford, but he does not look good.
He looks all right.
I mean, he looks as old as he is.
But he doesn't look like, I don't know, he doesn't look like...
Well, he was starting from a good place, so.
Mark Hamill, not great.
Yeah.
He was a trend. He was like the third trending search on Yahoo the other day. I thought that was weird.
Hmm.
Very weird.
Hey guys, I think my computer has stopped recording.
Oh.
Of course. on the 100th episode.
It wouldn't be the same if there wasn't some kind of technical failure. That's how we that's how you do it, right? I feel so good that it's not my computer that's fucking up.
Jeff, we always do.
Yeah, my computer stopped.
Why couldn't it have done that during the Voyager discussion? Then we wouldn't have missed anything, because Noah wasn't talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Tim and Andy, you guys are still recording, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think my family is home. Yes, they are. Hello. Okay.
All right. So,
well, do we just want to call this one dead in the water?
No, really? Just, like, that's it?
Well, I mean, we were getting to the point where we would have wrapped up anyway.
I guess. That's so sad.
Well, as long as we're on the subject of Empire, I rewatched it the other day, and it reminded me all of the reasons why George Lucas is fine to create a world, but not dialogue.
You realize he didn't write that one, right?
Yeah, I know he didn't write that one.
All right.
Which is why it had good dialogue. Like, okay. Yoda's whole thing explaining the Force, compared to how they explain the Force in the new series.
Midichlorians, baby!
Yeah. See, what it is you got space herpes, and space herpes gives you power, and the worst case of space herpes you got, the more power you have.
I think it's funny that the Empire Strikes Back anniversary was the same day as the Pac-Man anniversary.
Was it?
Yep, it's quite a nerd
day right there.
Did you guys play that Google Pac-Man thing?
No, I saw it, but I didn't play it. Was it everything one would hope for?
It was pretty cool. You went to Target?
Oh, sorry, I saw a screenshot of it.
Oh, I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, okay. I was like, it's a Target? I thought it was just on Google.
No.
I thought you had to go to Target, right?
Miranda came home, I was asking her a question.
Hi, Miranda.
Tim says hi. She says hi. That was a nice little exchange.
Just wanted to let you know, Andy's kid was kicking his feet.
Well, so Tim, are you going to include any of the last 7 minutes or whatever?
I'll see what happens.
Or actually, and I guess 17 minutes, because
it'll just depend on how much you can remove Noah and still understand the gist of what's going on.
Mm.
Okay, I'm recording again.
Noah's back! Yay!
Let's sync it up for the goodbye. Well, everyone, I hope you enjoy our 100th episode more than I enjoy putting it together.
You're probably not going to hear it for at least a week, because it's going to take them quite a while. Hey, and you get a little bit of Haley at the end there.
Yay!
Oh, that was Haley?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is she kicking her feet?
No.
Ellie, did your kid have Crocs on while he was kicking his feet?
Croclets?
No, sir, he did not.
Croclets?
Can I send you some baby Crocs? I'm
surprised no one has.
We almost got something like Crocs for Haley the other day. They
didn't look
like Crocs, though.
You can mail it to 1234 Go Fuck Yourself Road.
I meant you have family that listens to this. I can't believe they're like, here's some Crocs.
Andy, I've actually been to that address. It's not pleasant.
I'm glad we waited for Noah to record, and he said basically nothing.
I asked if the child wore Crocs. That's what I had to contribute.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to start on this. All right. Touche. Well, that's it.
Yep. That was it.
All right.
There's no more
of me, guys.
It's done.
We like to die with a whimper, not with a bang.
A special thanks to the folks from Mousedalgia and Mean Dog, and of course Mignon Fogarty for sending us a little bit of audio. No thanks whatsoever go to Kevin Smith, the guys from the Seen Unseen podcast,
Chris and Jimmy,
the guys from Stuff You Should Know, or the guys from Wait, Don't Tell Me, all of whom ignored my emails. Didn't even give me an email like, no, sorry, we can't do it. Just, no, fuck you, Tim Babb. Fuck you and fuck your business. Fuck Tancast.
And Doug Benson's all right in our book, because Tim's a pussy and couldn't talk to him.
But you know what? I'm still going to listen to your shows, so how do you like that?
Wow. You tell him,
you showed them, Tim!
I showed them nothing!
What, nothing for Van?
Oh, yeah! Van actually was the one who got me started on this idea.
Because originally the plan was we were gonna have Jeff and Van on. It was gonna be our biggest, you know, round table ever. And then Van's like, "Oh, I'm gonna be in France, but maybe I can record something ahead of time." I'm like, "That's a great idea. We should have a bunch of people record something." And then like Van is like, "Oh, I didn't get around to it. Oh, I'm Van.
I got a busy job and a wife and kids and a career.
I'm in France. Wee wee wee."
In France, wee wee wee.
Yeah. Hey Tim, do you want to give an actual on-show shout out to DJ Technoid or whatever?
Oh yeah. Well, I was actually just going to start putting that at the very end of every show.
Oh. Okay.
But yeah, in the prep-isode, I did not mention our awesome intro music and outro music done by DJ Technoid.
Don't be excited about that.
she wants to hear it.
You know, we're literally coming to a point where we may have more episodes than listeners.
Oh, that's sad. We peaked, everybody.
It's all downhill from here.
I think we should pull a Lost Andy and stop in a few years.
Yep.
We're announcing our end date. We have no more story to tell. But being maybe left unanswered questions, I'm sorry. By the way, I am looking forward to that tonight.
So am I. We had
Lost
two unwatched Losts, and we watched them. Well, we watched one and a half of them before Tancast started.
Yeah, it's the very final episode tonight, Tim.
Yep.
Oh,
ever.
Shit.
Yeah, they're doing it on Sunday, so.
Well, until Disney decides to soak some more money out of it.
Well, did you hear that they may answer unanswered questions on the DVD?
No, I hadn't heard
Brilliant.
That.
Brilliant. I kind of like that. I'm like, I mean, not that it would take away from the show, but there's little things that people want to know. And I know it's a story, so there's no answer until they make one.
Yep.
So maybe there was, like, you know, there may be no answers to all these questions people want to know. Like, we never really thought that far through. But, you know, people like it to be wrapped up in a neat little bow.
Or until a couple seasons from now we get Lost again. Another group of people crash on another island with another set of mysteries.
Relost.
I don't watch Lost, so I will not be watching the finale.
Really? It would make so much sense to you, though, if you did.
Yeah, yeah. I've never seen a single episode. So
just coming in from watching none of them and watching the finale? Well, I'm sure it would enrich your life.
That would
so.
Be an interesting experiment. I wonder if someone's going to do that.
I'm not watching any Lost until the last Lost.
You know what? I will DVR it, and I will watch it, and I will give you my report next week.
Nice.
Nice.
Just to warn you, it's 2.5 hours, Tim.
Oh, Christ.
You know, if you want, Tim, I saw someone put together a minute-long recap of Lost done by cats. So, watch that.
Which is everything Tim loves, cats and
Lost.
I was
going to say, if we could squirt some Voyager in there, I'd be all set. Do the cats transform and then pee on rose bushes?
What?
The Transformers.
Fucking the first Transformers.
Oh!
When they were hiding in the garden.
Gotcha. For a second, I thought we were still at Voyager.
Oh. Yeah, you don't remember that part?
I never really watched it.
Voyager becomes a robot and pees on some rose bushes.
What the fuck is going on?
And that's when Janeway and Torres yell, "Warp particles!" That was uber geek.
Yes, it was.
All right, as usual, the wrap-up takes 4 hours, so
yeah.
Keep it funky.
Yeah. 100. Woo! Good job, guys.
Thanks.
Don't be
and thanks
so
for being here, Jeff. That's another special thanks. Special thanks to Jeff for clearing time out of his
Super
day.
Super special uh-huh. thanks
yeah,
to Jeff.
Hey. Oh, yeah, sure. No problem.
Yeah, guys. It's been great.
My wife and I had talked about how perfect it's going to be now that it's all summertime to take Junior down to the pool on Sunday mornings because there will be fucking nobody else there.
All right.
That was an exciting story. A little exciting peek into Andy's boring life.
Andy, you just did it again. I just want to let you know.
That was actually less exciting than the last one.
I decided
every single listener without kids just fell asleep.
Hey, everybody. I decided I'm going to go to the grocery store on Sundays now because why the fuck not?
What the fuck? Dude, would have even brought that up? What the fuck?
Oh, the best part is it made total sense inside my head, but as it came out of my mouth, I was like, no, no. I was thinking, you guys were like, yeah, thanks, Jeff, for carving time out of your day. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, Jeff doesn't go to church.
No, I don't.
And I'm thinking, well, we don't go to church. Well, we can go to the pool on Sunday mornings. Well, we talked about doing that earlier. And we joked about saying, you know, if anybody like, oh, what are you doing at the pool? We're worshiping Poseidon.
Great. You know what, Andy? Your thought process towards the boring story was even better than the story itself.
At least it ended with Poseidon.
Yeah.
And he's like, layers. And he's like, onion. Lots of layers.
An onion? Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Or parfait. Hey, man, who doesn't like a parfait?
Actually, I don't like parfait.
What?
I know.
Oh!
It distracts from his boring child.
By the way, the Kratos flavor of Slurpee, delicious. Just putting it out there. 7-Eleven. Check it out.
Did you say Kratos?
Wait,
you mean
Kratos? Kratos. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, I was like, what?
As in the alien from The Simpsons?
Kratos?
No, that's Kang and Kodos.
Oh, Kodos, my bad.
What were you going to say, Tim?
Those take and bake pizzas that you can buy from the Safeway Signature Collection.
Safeway?
Also very good. Safeway. It's like a Safeway,
but
less letters so you can get in and out quicker.
Anyways. Goddamn W, getting in my way.
If you're writing a check, that's less writing. Anyway, delicious, crispy, good. $6, well spent.
I think I still would probably prefer the, fuck whatever, which one is.
Papa Murphy's?
Yes.
I gotta say, I may even like it a hair more than Papa Murphy's.
Interesting.
The crust is more crispy.
I usually get the stuffed kind, and I love the stuffed kind. Delicious.
All right.
Well I know for certain we don't have Safeway out here, and I'm pretty sure we don't have Papa Murphy's.
Well, then you're shit out of luck.
So thank you both for talking about food I can't have.
You don't have a Vons?
Nope.
You have nothing in the Safeway family out there in Georgia?
We have Publix. We have Kroger.
You're making shit up.
What else do we have?
I didn't know Chad Kroger opened a grocery store. Fuck. Isn't it enough Nickelback is ruining music? Do they have to ruin groceries as well?
But the guy that greets you when you go in looks like Jesus.
This is how you remind me of a cleanup on aisle 3.
Don't forget the milk.
Hey, wait. If Jesus looked like Chad Kroger, there would be no Christianity. That is a scary looking motherfucker.
On that note, I have to go, so.
All right.
Oh, look at Jeff.
Hail Poseidon.
I'm going shopping today.
Okay.
Yeah, I am. I'm not really going shopping today. We're making fun of Andy.
Shh, I know.
This is men talk.
Stephanie's like, I did not authorize the spending of money.
We already went shopping is what her point was.
We've already done the shop. You can't do two shops. Are you mad?
Are you forgetting?
All right. Goodbye. Thank you again, Jeff. Thank you, listeners, for 100 episodes. And thank you to the other two faggoty co-hosts on this podcast.
Thanks. Make people good.
You know what? Just spread the love.
Words. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
You're doing it. Thank you for listening to Tadcast. As always, the Tadcast music was created by DJ Technoid. Visit our blog at Tadcast.com where you can leave comments on this episode, find the links to the official Tadcast store, and the official Tadcast Facebook fan page. You can email us at yourmom@Tadcast.com or individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at Tadcast.com. You can also do a search for us on iTunes by looking for Tadcast where you can subscribe to us, and please write a review so more people can find out about the wonder of Tadcast. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Tadcast.
All right, well, I'm recording because I'm not going to miss any more of these golden nuggets.
I'm now recording, but I missed everything we said so far.
I'm recording, but I haven't said anything, so. Well, there I did. Yay.
Jeff, you just popped Audacity's cherry.
Hey, for some reason, Tim seems to be cutting out sometimes for me. Is anyone having that problem? Besides me.
That will happen.
It happens because Tim's internet connection is somewhat shitty.
Oh, okay. All right.
Somewhat.
Well, I'm on a nice new laptop since the last time we did this, so.
Delicious.
I should not have problems anymore, hopefully.
I'm Jeffy Poo. I'm on a nice new laptop.
Well, it's.
But wait, you have Comcast too, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Why doesn't your internet suck? Why am I the only one with suck?
No, it does. It does.
But I can hear you crystal clear.
Really?
I have Comcast.
Not, fuck you both!
What does Andy have?
Comcast.
Why does Comcast hate me specifically? Fuck you, Comcast!
It could be all that, you know, hateful propaganda that you spew about Comcast. Not that it's really propaganda.
This could be the chicken and the egg.
But
oh, no.
Who knows what came first?
I lit Comcast up on Twitter, and Comcast Bonnie responded right away to me.
Oh, what did she say?
She was getting somebody right on it, and then my internet was fixed.
Wow.
No shit.
No shit.
Really?
You used really? Twitter for the power, Tim.
I know.
I've used Twitter. They don't. For some reason, they don't respond to, hey, fuck wads. Why is your shit so shitty?
Well, I can see why they may not.
Why is your shit so shitty?
I argue that is a valid question, sir. One that deserves an answer.
It is a valid question. I actually have a recent and actually still ongoing major issue with Comcast that we could talk about during the show. But, oh my God, I hate I've always hated them, but I hate them even more now.
Ooh. It's funny. I've never had any major problems with them.
Really? You're lucky, man.
No, I'm awesome.
The biggest problem I had is when we moved.
I work out, I have strong thighs, I have a good job, and I own a house, and fuck me!
That was a spot-on impression of Noah.
No.
Noah was crazy!
I had to look at Skype and see which set of lines were lighting up to know who was talking.
Noah, I'm living the America dream!
Can we both just say it at the same time, in the same voice?
What? What are you talking about?
See, this is my my podcast voice, but
this is my real voice.
We should get this started.
It was really disconcerting for everybody when Noah was working fast food.
Would you like fries with that?
Would I like what?
Fries with that. You know, fries.
Ridiculous. All right, let's sync it up.
All right.
In 3, 2, 1,
cock.
Tim, was that like a metronome? You guys have a little metronome now for the countdown?
Oh, yeah.
No, I have a pen in my hand. Oh.
a low-tech metronome.
It's a Timtronome.
Yes, a Timtronome. fuck it.
Babinome?
Oh, all right, that'll work.
No, it doesn't.
Are you calling Bab a gnome? I know he's tiny, sir, but come on.
You should use Travelocity to make your plans.
If Tim was a gnome, I wouldn't hang out with him.
Oh, did not.
What if I was a really tall gnome?
Well, then you wouldn't be a gnome.
If I was a Yao Ming of gnomes.
You could play in the gnome NBA.
Alrighty, so shall we kick this shit off?
Let's do it.
Jeff, do you want to do the welcome to Tancast?
Wait, no, because we're going to introduce Jeff later on, because we have two false guests to introduce first.
Right, I have to pretend I'm not here for a little bit.
Ah, okay.
So I'll do welcome to Tancast 100, everybody. And our special guest for our 100th episode, Mignon Fogarty. And then she's going to say something about how she can't be here. And then one of you asked if she could just stay for a little while.
Well, hey,
can you just stay for a little while?
What? Wait, go ahead, Andy. You do it, girl.
I already did it, ass.
I didn't hear it.
He said, hey, grammar girl, can't you just stay for a little while? And then she's going to say, all right, the real reason I can't stay is because Tim makes too many grammar errors in the show notes and I can't be associated with this shit.
Alrighty.
She said shit?
No.
No.
But I could bleep it. That would be funny. I can't be associated with this. Beep!
That would be funny.
Oh, who just sent a message?
Yeah.
I could just edit out your laughing, Jeff, if you, yeah, you want to go ahead and laugh. We just
it's not like you show
it.
Up on the rest of our audio. Tim just dumps your audio.
Thank you.
Okay, well, as it turns out, we do have a backup guest. Actually, backup guests. You may know them from the Mean Dog Top 5 podcast. So, ladies and gentlemen, Jay Haas, Dave Aloisi, Randy Anderson, and Mark Eichenberger, welcome to the show. All right, I have no idea what they're going to say, but also something about not being on the show, and so then we're back.
Do you have the recording?
No, they said they made it. They haven't sent it to me yet.
Oh. Hopefully, so something about them not being on the show is next?
Hopefully they're all on it.
All right.
Hopefully.
Do your thing.
Do it. Come on. Talk.
I don't even know what the hell's going on here.
I told you he wants like a deal.
Well, do your deal.
Me too?
Hit it. Jesus. Record. Click.
I'll jump in. I'll help you out. Just start talking. I'll help you out.
All right, fellas. We're supposed to do the thing for Tancast.
Time to cut. Don't say supposed to, because then it sounds like you're under obligation. Yeah. They're not going to like that. That's going to be... They're going to be like...
Well, he asked me about it, so...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you got
to... So we have to do it?
Well, I'm supposed to big time this dude, or...
Here, let me.
I was like, yeah, all right. He's a listener.
Randy's gonna roll. Roll.
You're gonna
roll.
Yeah. All right,
dude. I heard Tancast is having 100 shows.
Tancast.
100 shows.
100 shows. Tancast. Happy, check it out.
I'm saying happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to those guys.
They put out a bitchin' product.
Exactly.
Woo!
Ow! I'm wearing headphones. Ow.
This is stupid.
That's stupid. All right, I'm going to stop now because we got it. That's all good.
Seriously?